This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is calling for a Marshall Plan for Talent. He wants the legislature to approve $100 million for programs, equipment, and scholarships to train the hundreds of thousands of workers that will be needed in the next several years. Joining me to talk about that are Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate. He joins us via Skype. And Buzz Thomas, a principal at Thomas Group Consulting and former Democratic leader in both the House and the Senate. Welcome, Buzz.
Thank you very much, Lester. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, I guess it's assumed everyone knows what the Marshall Plan was, but if you missed that day of class, it's named after former Secretary of State George Marshall. It was a very successful program that helped rebuild Europe after the devastation of World War II by pumping in billions of dollars in economic assistance. Now, having said that, Ken, what do you think of Governor Snyder's Marshall Plan for Talent?
I think he deserves a lot of credit. I think he's trying to position it as a new approach to workforce talent development, how best to educate young people for the jobs of the future. I do think it's mostly about technical and vocational training, trying to match schools with companies that need workers with certain credentials and skills and that sort of thing. Kind of comes on the heels of Amazon's rejection of Michigan as a place for their second headquarters because of a lack of talent. So my hat's off to him. I think there are some other issues that we probably want to talk about, like this third grade reading issue. But
we'll get to that.
I think he deserves credit for putting this on the table and trying to rethink workforce talent development.
Buzz, I was looking at that $100 million number. Is that enough to train a workforce for the future?
Well, I don't believe that it is a Marshall Plan as we think historically a Marshall Plan, which rebuilt all of Europe. But I think it is a very important piece of a bigger dialogue that needs to happen as we rethink how our entire education system in Michigan gets us to being the top 10 state that we aspire to be. You know, having this talent discussion around vocational education and around technical education, around qualifying individuals to find the tech jobs, the computer jobs, the IT jobs that are readily available now and that are very difficult to fill, I think that's critically important. But I think it's just part of a much broader discussion.
Let's talk about education a little bit. I mean, Michigan has cut funding to public universities, and compared to where it once was, you know, K through 12 schools used to be among the top 10 in the nation. Now we're middling in the pack there. The governor now, as Ken mentioned, wants businesses to outline what they need and educators to design programs to meet that need. Ken, what do you think of that approach?
Well, nothing's going to work if our young people aren't educated. And if they can't read, they're not going to be able to go into this pipeline for talent development. And so, if anything, you know, we need another Marshall Plan, I guess, for K-12 education in terms of achievement, because recent data indicates that at least if you look at third grade reading levels, Michigan's actually declining in achievement, not progressing. And a Marshall Plan for Talent's not going to work if kids aren't educated.
What do you think of the idea of businesses and educators getting together and say, here, let's map out a plan? Is that a good idea or not?
Well, it's not a bad idea. So, yeah, I think it is a good idea. My point is part of the plan has to be how do we improve, for example, third grade reading levels? We can't have businesses and educators get together just to talk about the kinds of jobs these businesses need without looking at some of the foundational aspects of talent. And I would suggest that reading is one of them.
Buzz, should businesses be actively helping schools implement the training for the workforce they need?
Absolutely. If I could, you know, wave my magic wand, businesses would be available to participate in that. Kids would be in school much longer. Kind of cooperative education that weaves education with real-life work experience so that kids are really aware of what they're getting into, that would all be a part of the solution. I tip my cap to anyone that wants to engage employers and employers that want to be engaged in creating a better workforce. I think that just creates a happier, more incentivized community.
Buzz, do you think educators will be receptive to that?
I think educators will be receptive to the notion that this is a part of the solution. This is not one size that fits all, and this is not going to fix everything. There will be some that will still criticize that we're slotting people or tracking people into just going into a job versus going into higher education. And there's certainly statistics that show that those with 4-year degrees and higher will earn more in their lifetime. There's going to be something for everyone to like, and there's going to be something for everyone to criticize. I think as long as we continue to stay focused that this is just one part of many different questions that we need to answer and one part of a multi-dimensional solution, then it's a good thing.
Ken, those third grade reading scores you were talking about, Ron French at Bridge Magazine reported that Michigan spent $80 million more to improve reading, and then reading scores for third graders went down. What's going wrong?
First of all, these results, the decline in third grade reading proficiency in Michigan, are just terrible and pathetic. And what's most astounding to me is that the relative indifference to this on the part of policymakers. Now, in terms of your question, $80 million spread among 500 plus school districts is not a lot of money. So it's too thinly spread and it's not targeted well. Districts or kids that need the most help aren't getting the most help. And the strategies being used apparently in some districts just aren't working. But bottom line, this is a pathetic situation bordering on sort of crisis. I mean, how do you do a Marshall Plan for Talent if we're declining in third grade reading scores?
Buzz, this $80 million that was spent, you know, this bolsters the arguments made by conservatives that throwing more money at schools does not guarantee better educated kids. What's missing in this mix?
Ken hit the nail on the head. I hope that folks recognize this as a crisis. Typically, conservatives would tell you that everything that's wrong within public education happens in distressed urban districts where you have high concentrations of poverty. The study that just came out and the results that came out show that it's across the board. All kids in Michigan are underperforming and underachieving. And so I would hope that folks would really kind of buckle down. I think there are a number of things that need to happen. I mean, I think it underscores that you have just a great deal of kids that are starting first grade ill-equipped to learn, and early childhood education should be greater emphasized so that kids are starting, you know, K-12 in a position ready to learn. That's critically important. I think finding ways for lawmakers to stop arguing about curriculum and Common Core and creating some stability within school districts so that curriculums can align with the testing and the place that kids need to be is also going to be very important. Perhaps we should revisit the debate in terms of how many cooks are in the kitchen, so to speak, when it comes to the stability of the school system. You've got the legislature, you've got a state board of education, you've got a department of education, you've got intermediate school districts, all with seemingly competing agendas at time that I think create great uncertainty for educators. And ultimately, I think a stable education with really good educators getting back to the basics can get Michigan to where it needs to be. In Michigan, we're the birthplace of the public university. It's not like we don't know how to do this. We just seem to have lost our way and gotten caught up in lots of other little fights. And I think if we stay focused, we can get back to where we need to be.
That is Buzz Thomas. He's a former Democratic legislative leader. We also heard from Ken Sikkema, a former Republican legislative leader. Thanks to both of you. Hey, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Lester.
Thank you.